91X News.
It's -3 and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Keenan Weaver. The lawyer for Mohammed Shafia says his client was convicted of first-degree murder, not because of what he did, but because of what he said. Lawyer Peter Kemp says he believes comments Shafia made on wiretaps calling his dead daughters whores may have been moved the jury more than physical evidence. The lawyer for Shafia's son, Hamid, says his client will appeal the guilty verdict, and he believes Shafia and his wife, Tuba Yahya, will also appeal. Prosecutors allege the daughters were victims of honor killings and died because they defied the family's rules on dress, dating, socializing, and going online. The trio was convicted yesterday in a Kingston court of 4 counts each of first-degree murder in the deaths of 3 Shafia sisters and Shafia's first wife in a polygamous marriage. They will face life in prison with no parole for 25 years. Days before the Shafias were convicted, London, Ontario launched a program meant to stop honor killings from taking place in the future. The Family Honor Project was launched by the Muslim Resource Center for Social Support and Integration, specifically targeting the sort of violence that allegedly took place in the Shafia home. Center official Saleha Khan says despite the fact honor-based violence occurs in many cultures, the stereotypes revived by coverage of the Shafia trial could further isolate Muslim women. The program is aimed at ending honor-based violence by providing culturally tailored support for the victims and changing the behaviors of the perpetrators. The House of Commons and Senate resume sitting today. The Harper government says the return of Parliament is all about the economy, but most of the questions so far have been about pensions. Murray Brewster of the Canadian Press has the details.
Economy, economy, economy.
That is Veterans Affairs Minister Stephen Blaney trying to frame the government's message. But Prime Minister Stephen Harper's musings last week in Davos about overhauling old age security has been a hot-button issue for both the opposition and on call-in radio shows. Government House Leader Peter Van Loan accused the Liberals and NDP of wanting to tax and spend on pensions.
Well, if you want to know what the consequences are, you need only to look to Greece today.
Van Loan says an internal parliamentary committee will look at overhauling MPs' pensions, which the Taxpayers' Federation says receives 23 taxpayer dollars for every one contributed by politicians. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Opposition parties are signaling they intend to fight any proposed changes to old age security. NDP finance critic Peter Julian says the Conservatives made no mention of reforming pensions in last year's election.
This government has taken off the sweater vests. They've taken off any pretense of moderation and a responsible approach to public policy. That's what they committed to in the May 2nd election. That's certainly not what we're seeing having delivered in the past few weeks.
The reference to the sweater vest goes back to previous campaigns where Conservatives tried to soften the Prime Minister's image by having him wear sweater vests in public. One of 2 people suspected in a series of break-ins in Belleville was arrested yesterday morning. Belleville police responded to a report of a garage being broken into on Donald Street around 4 in the morning. After following bicycle tracks away from the scene, they ended up tracking down and arresting an 18-year-old man from Picton. Further investigation revealed there had been a total of 7 garages or sheds entered in the Donald and Craig Street neighborhood. Police recovered all of the stolen property and returned it to the rightful owners. A second suspect is still at large. A record crowd raised record donations at yesterday's Alzheimer's Walk for Memories. $54,000 was raised at the 17th annual walk at the Bayview Mall. Hastings Prince Edward MPP Todd Smith, fellow member Rob Milligan from Northumberland Quinty West, and Councillor Garnet Thompson were all on hand to show their support. This year's goal was $50,000. People living along the Tuscan coast are worried about the diesel fuel they fear could spill from the crippled cruise ship resting just offshore. Bad weather and rough seas have delayed plans to remove the heavy fuel in the Costa Concordia's tanks and have also postponed the effort to find 16 people still missing. The recovery and cleanup operations could take up to 10 months. Reporter Jeffrey Kaufman has more.
The ship continues to slip on its rocky perch, 200 feet above the seafloor, making recovery operations hazardous. We are trying to determine if the ship is bending under its own weight or slipping on the seabed, says this researcher who is monitoring its movements. The priority right now, removing the diesel fuel in the ship's tanks before it leaks out.
There are 185 tons of diesel and lubricants on board the crippled vessel, which is lying on its side. A special company is trying to collect wreckage from the ship that made its way into surrounding waters, which are prime fishing grounds and part of a protected area for dolphins and whales. Giglio residents are planning an island-wide meeting today to discuss protecting their interests. Prince Edward OPP officers were busy Saturday with wintry weather conditions causing frequent collisions. The first of 10 accidents was reported just before 7:30 a.m., and the final one reported just before 5 p.m. All collisions appear to have been weather-related, and no serious injuries occurred. OPP are reminding drivers to slow down in bad conditions, to give yourself space between other cars, and always approach turns and intersections with caution. Northumberland OPP investigated a disturbance in Brighton yesterday when a resident advised them of an ongoing neighbor dispute that went too far. The complainant said the issue escalated when a neighbor threatened the lives of her and her family. 21-year-old Anthony Scriver of Brighton has been charged with uttering threats and breaching his probation order. He is being held for a bail hearing in Coburg and will appear in court today at 1:30 p.m. That's 91X News, the 1207. Tim Bayer has sports next.
Base to drilling Vessel 5. How are you doing there, Vessel 5?
We're doing fine. We're 10 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. We had to slow down a bit to drill. There's too much...
Hello? Vessel 5? Are you all right?
Yeah, we've hit something.
What did you hit?
The prices at Mark Snowfrills.
What?
We hit the prices at Mark Snowfrills. They're that low.
Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard across from the Quinty Mall in Belleville. Lowered and locked prices on your favorite brands.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Baer with 91X Sports. The red-hot Wellington Dukes finally fell back to earth last night. The Dukes lost their first in eight games, falling 2-1 to the Kingston Voyagers in a shootout in their own barn. Voyagers goaltender Charlie Finn had 55 saves and stopped 6 of 7 in the shootout. The Dukes gained a point with the extra time loss and now lead Coburg by 1 point in the OJHL's East Division. They are now only 5 points back of the division-leading Trenton Goldenhawks, and it's a quick turnaround for the Dukes, who travel to Coburg tonight. The Picton Pirates also found themselves in a shootout last night, but came away with the victory. Abbott Gerdukas and Dylan Mountaine both scored in the shootout as the Pirates beat the Amherstview Jets 2-1. Pirates goaltender Matt Kaloudis made 32 saves and stopped both Jet shooters in the shootout to pick up the win. The Pirates are now 7 points ahead of Campbellford in top spot in the Empire B standings. The two teams square off in Picton this Thursday. The Campbellford Rebels will look to make up ground on the Pirates as they travel to Napanee tonight. The Napanee Raiders are on a three-game winning streak but still find themselves 20 points back of the first-place Pirates. On the other side of the rink, the Rebels haven't won a game in three tries. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the Strathcona Paper Center. Well, it's finally Super Bowl week, which means Lucas Oil Stadium is starting to look more Army-based than football stadium. High-tech security measures are in place for the big game next Sunday. Larry Jacobs explains.
First thing is to batten down the hatches. Indianapolis Power and Light says it spent $200,000 to replace about 150 manhole covers in the Super Bowl Village and other high traffic areas. These new ones could be locked and yet lift a couple of inches off the ground in case of an explosion before falling back into place. That provides for enough venting of gas without feeding in oxygen, which could cause a bigger blast. The city also plans to sweep the stadium for nuclear threats. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
The New England Patriots and New York Giants will battle in a rematch of the 2007 Super Bowl. For those looking to satisfy their football fix, the best players in the NFL got together in Honolulu for the annual Pro Bowl game. A Miami Dolphins receiver set a new Pro Bowl record for the AFC last night. Jim Militello has the story.
Brandon Marshall stole the show with the AFC's 59-41 victory in Honolulu. He hauled in a record 4 touchdown passes, including the go-ahead score, a deflection that he snagged lying on his back. In all, Marshall pulled in 6 passes for 176 yards in the loosely played game. The 59 points by the AFC set a Pro Bowl record, and the 100 combined points was second all-time. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw for 2 scores for the NFC and missed badly when he attempted a drop kick an extra point. I'm Jim Militello.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud with 60% chance of flurries late in the afternoon, high -2. Tonight, snow ending after midnight with a chance of flurries around 2 centimeters, low -3. Tuesday brings periods of snow or rain and a high of 6. Wednesday will be cloudy, warming up a bit with a low of +4 and a high of 5. At 12:10, it's -3. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Tim Baer. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.